This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Certainly, that will definitely be very, very convenient. For now, I have to rush off from work just to pick my baby up, which, you know, and the place is about 30 minutes away, and that was the best that I could find. So yes, definitely, whether it be my, you know, my office area or even my house area, that will be really useful. Definitely, yes.
Uma and Ezra on the Evening Edition. We're going to take a look at our next story. And this is one of those, you know, election promises. And we're hearing a lot of that now.
A mile a minute.
So this one, all low and medium cost strata homes in Selangor will be equipped with kindergarten and nursery facilities. That's if Barisan Nasional is given the mandate to govern the state in the 14th general election.
Let me tell you, it is the golden goose, Selangor. The coalition, Barisan Nasional Coalition, has been trying to win back the state since they lost it two elections ago. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is just going to be the first of many such promises coming your way. I mean, this was State UMNO Liaison Committee Chairman Noh Omar, and he said that it was, it was to help ease the burden of young couples with children. And he's absolutely right. It's something good to have.
Right.
Correct?
And unfortunately, these types of initiatives come in on the promise of an election result.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, joining us on the line is Dr. Chiyum Heng King, President of Malaysia's Early Childhood Care and Education. Dato', thank you for being with us. What do you make of this? Do you think this will be looked upon positively by people, or will people call the government out for taking yet another basic provision and turning it into a voting incentive?
I think it depends on the people. Definitely, the announcement is made just before EG14. Definitely, people will view it as political. It's one of the means of trying to get votes. Some people who perhaps need this will think that this is a good move. But from my consideration, so while I think that providing childcare for those in the flat is important, but nevertheless, why wasn't it done earlier? I mean, the need has been there so long, long ago. Why now only? So I think that, of course, it has a political implication.
Right. So had there already been initiatives in place to provide childcare to these groups of people?
This, again, has to do with trying to get more women into the workplace. We want to have 59%. And one of the important ways to persuade to have more women in the workplace, especially those who actually opt out to have a family, to persuade them to come, what is very important, it is recognized not only in Malaysia, internationally, is to provide childcare services, particularly in the workplace or someplace that is near to the home so that the parents can be employed. In fact, we have been ramping up of ECC and the Yang Berhormat Datin Cumai Fund to see how we can actually persuade the corporate sector to provide childcare in the workplace. And so, of course, it has been done. And we also have the government ministries to have childcare in the workplace too.
So what can you tell us about the KEMAS kindergarten concept that the government has in place? KEMAS is, of course, some sort of neat acronym for the government's Community Development Department.
Actually, KEMAS has been providing childcare services and workplace for some time. The very first is actually KEMAS is a ministry for the rural department. And what their task actually is to provide childcare services and preschool for the rural areas. But they have in recent years also expanded to the urban areas. So they have been providing that for some time.
Right. And I mean, clearly there are a whole host of factors that need to be considered to ensure that a promise like this can be fulfilled properly.
So, sorry, if you're still there, Dr. Chiyum, let me just ask the question again. How effective has the KEMAS concept for childcare provision been? And is it a sustainable model to take on if hypothetically the government decides to provide childcare in all low-costing housing areas?
The childcare services and preschool must be of quality if children are going to benefit from it. Because neuroscience studies have shown that the first 3 years particularly is very important for putting down the foundation. And this has to do with the connecting of the brain cells and so forth. And if it's not of quality, it can do more harm than good. And so providing all this, it doesn't mean that you just set up a place, and that is quite easy to make a place available, because many of this Kemas Taska is actually one room kind and not sort of like the private sectors. They may have various spaces for different age groups. So many of them, because the size may be small, so there's only for one. So setting up a place is not that difficult. But what is very important is that you must have been qualified. You must really have those childcare providers or preschool teachers who really want to be a childcare provider, a preschool, a teacher. So what is so important is the training, the selecting. I think parents should be educated to ensure that their childcare and preschool are of quality. Because if there's not quality, it's better not to send them there, because children can be abused. We have many cases of even death because of the neglect, or because they do not follow the ratio that's given, and they do not have enough of people to keep an eye on the children. And so children, they move around, they're very quick. Therefore, what is very important is to ensure that it is of quality.
Ugh, all of these seem so insurmountable. I mean, what can be done to ensure that all of these promises can actually be fulfilled?
Yes, what is also important to make sure that the place is safe. No, it's not on the rooftop. And then if they have it not ground floor, first floor, do they have enough of exit point? And then if there's ground floor, is it noisy? Is there other pollutants around? So there are many, many factors. So when we talk about quality, it's not just in terms of the manpower, but also on the safety aspect of it.
Well, absolutely. Thank you very much. That was Dr. Chiam Heng King, President of the Early Childhood Care and Education, giving us her thoughts on the government's proposal to provide childcare in low and medium cost housing if they win the next election.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.